a rather plump young man has come into the studio.
What do you mean by that? Vinny.
Well, you have put on a wee bit of weight.
I haven't put on any weight.
You have.
Where?
And you're getting old.
I am getting older.
You are.
Yes.
And the effects of Radio Ulster are now showing on you.
They definitely
this
are.
This is what happens.
And can I just say,
your beard is white.
After that cheeky comment, yes. I will never be as old or as
a plump
as you.
Yes.
No.
Will you ever be as old as me? Well, you will some be as old as me.
Yes, but anyway, you'll always be older than me.
I'm not getting into all of this. What are you here for?
I've confused him. We've had a cake delivered. We've ordered this for you to mark your 200,000th Twitter follower. And in typical BBC style, I think you now are at 202. So we've missed it. You've surpassed it.
So we've actually got 200,000 Twitter followers to our club.
Yes.
Which is quite extraordinary, actually, if you think about it.
It is.
That's basically more than all
Careful
of the other radio
no,
shows
no.
put together times 140.
That is not true. So clearly he is just exaggerating there.
We have got 200,000 Twitter followers. 202,000 Twitter followers, which is fantastic. Thank you very much for doing so. If you want to join up, it's at Stephen Nolan. And basically that allows people to contact me 24 hours a day.
It does, but you also get...
And see my little whims.
I don't want to sound like it were, you know, corporate plug-in stuff, but you get, you know, audio clips and pictures and stuff and podcasts. So it is useful, apart from the nonsense that you put on whenever you're bored in your house.
Well, sometimes
and tweeting pictures of your feet.
Sometimes I film my mother when she's hitting me with a stick and things like that.
She's
very popular. I have suggested, by the way, the amount of you, because our Facebook page is where, I don't know where
it's
thing is.
Facebook.com/realStephenNolan. The thought of there being a fake one fills me with dread.
And lots of you see those things and say, my goodness, you should do a show with your mother.
Yes.
We have asked the BBC to do a show with my mother, and the BBC's response was, what?
No, I think your mother's agent would be too difficult to deal with.
Your mother? Who would like that? That was the BBC response. But anyway, you can see more of those on Facebook.
Impression of who is that?
That's all of them.
All of them?
All of them. Anyway, so we've got this cake. Again, you can see the cake on our Twitter feed at Stephen Nolan.
Do you like the cake? Seriously?
I do like the cake.
It looks lovely, but the question is, given the fact that you are, eternally plump.
What we're going to do today
is... I don't think you should eat it.
Is we're going to take the cake out and about.
You do say cake in a funny way.
So if you would like the cake to come out to your business today. Now, we're not going to go to too many because Vinny's lazy, but we will go to a couple.
Hold on, that was not the plan.
It is the plan now. So if you want the cake to go out to your business today, then why not either text us 81771 or give us a ring. I can't remember the number.
03030805555. You work in too many programs or too many stations. You just need to slow down.
Right. So we could be taking this cake, for example, out to your workplace and feed you for lunch. And Vinny will come out. No problem at all.
No, I won't. That wasn't what we agreed. I have things to do.
You really need to come out to some of these businesses.
I think we should think of somewhere nicer to bring it to, not just a business.
Okay.
Someone that deserves it.
So this is what we're doing today. 03030805555. I'm actually just sitting here thinking, should we wait until the first person who calls us? Because maybe nobody will call us.
Well, Gareth in there on his own, so it could be a while.
03030805555. Would you like us to visit you? I'm not visiting you, by the way.
Why not?
Would you like Vinny? Because I'm busy today with the Paradise Papers. I'm busy doing proper journalism.
It's okay for you to be busy, but not for me.
So if you'd like the cake to come out to you, here's the number. 03030805555. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll see if we can take your calls in this before 10:30 this morning. 81771 on the text. Now, apparently, Vincent, people have taken me seriously and they actually think that you're going to go out and give that cake away.
No.
Rather than me eat it.
Well, I don't think you should eat it, to be fair. You are too plump, let's be honest, and Christmas is on the way.
You do know that just like our radio figures, which the BBC refused to allow me to release because they're too high, they'll be raging.
Yes.
Raging now that we're boasting about our Twitter figures.
You do like to boast, though, and brag.
Not at all. Colette, good morning to you, Colette.
Good morning. Is this a hoax, Stephen? You're not coming round with the cake?
No, we are. Where are you?
I am in Chichester Street.
Right, we will send Vinny around.
I like this woman. She's close by.
We will, yes. Anybody anywhere outside of Belfast, you have no chance. All right? I know the fair BBC rules and all that kind of stuff. You have no chance. And if you're in Auchnacloy, we wouldn't go near you anyway. Colette, whereabouts are you?
We're in Chichester Street, Chichester House.
What business is that?
It's called Nigella, Guardian Ad Litem Agency.
It's what?
I have no idea. What do you do?
Do we do that?
She doesn't
know. We're the health service. Yes.
And you want some cake?
And we're joining Slim World tonight, so this is our last big splash out with your cake.
Yeah, that's right. I've started the Nolan Show diet, 3 weeks ago, and I've put on 4 pounds.
Yeah, but it's like one of those sequels. You know those movies that keep remaking them? This is Nolan Show diet number 53.
It's very, very difficult if you're 21 stone to put on 4 pounds, and this BBC diet has done it. Colette, we will send Vinnie round. Thank you very much indeed.
Lovely.
Hey, Colette, quickly though, important question. His face is on this cake, so who gets to eat his face?
Colette and Leah.
Right, okay.
Thanks, Colette. Thanks a lot. Sadie. Good morning, Sadie.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Where are you based, Sadie?
We're on Lower Armour Road in Lorag.
Isn't it really strange that this completely random BBC process has chosen people right beside the BBC?
Can I just say...
It's extraordinary.
This is random as far as I'm aware.
Sadie, you're on the Lower Armour Road.
Yes, I am.
And you work where?
We work in the Lorag at Shaftesbury Community Centre. It's for Lower Armour Residents Group.
Right.
And we provide activities and events for families around the Lower Armour area and wider.
Right.
And the staff are in today training to plan all the Christmas activities, which will be free to the whole community, big, large events.
Right. Well, look, what we will do is we'll send Vinnie around about half an hour and you can have some of the cake. Make sure that you count all the ornaments that's around the office in case he takes any away with them, Sadie. All right?
Okay, Stephen.